Hi, this is Chip Talk Podcast with Princess Amarachi. This podcast looks at little things we say and don't do, and the effects of failed promises on me, on you, and on us. And so in Chip Talk, we say it to do it. It's another wonderful time on Chip Talk Podcast with Princess Amarachi. Wow, today, today of all days, I'm so excited. You know why? I got Dolly with me here.
Yeah, that's a lot of reason to be excited.
Right?
Yes, I'm Dolly. I'm also on jamit.fm.
Yes.
I have a show called Red Card. You can go and check that out. Normally you just talk about, like, you know, leaving relationships and whatnot. You guys like relationship talk now? Yeah, go.
Yes.
Go and check.
And so you can
okay,
actually,
no, after this episode.
Yes. You can actually guess what we're going to talk about today, like having Dolly with us here.
What are we talking about?
So today, of all these, you know, in Chip Talk, we say it to do it. So we're looking at one of the Chip Talks centered around relationships. And today we're talking about great on phone, bad in bed. That's deep, right?
That's deep. Let me tell you, that is very deep. Personally, on just a personal level, like, I always try when you're trying to get with someone, not overhype anything, because you can just disappoint yourself.
You just build that expectation.
Yes, you build that expectation, and it can be not, you can't, I don't even want to put myself under any kind of pressure. So I just, you know, like, I try not to discuss too much. I just be like, and When
we get there.
Now, after that, now we can start doing a lot of, you know, phone. After it has happened and we know what we both can do, right? And then we can now start doing all the talking on the phone and whatnot. But it is annoying when the expectation has built up and then it just falls flat. It falls very flat.
So it becomes a cheap talk then.
Definitely like, cheap talk.
Don't mind that guy. You know, it can be two way now. Yeah, can actually be the lady, can actually be the guy.
Yeah, true. I agree.
So why do you think people will just come up and they'll start sexting? I want to use that word. They'll start sexting and talking about a lot of things when you don't even know the response of the next person. You can't even predict what's going to happen at that moment. And they just hear people talk about it. They just give you a vivid description of what's going to happen. Like, they've got the play already done in their head. And then they now put you on. Then at the main course of events, at the stage play, you're disappointed.
I think it's all about people's need for validation. So you want other people to think that, like, you're so good at this thing that you just keep on, you know, ringing out your abilities outside. Forgetting that, like, people have, like, different bodies and different, you know, spots that or different things that work for them. Yeah. So you could have been with someone today and it was amazing, and the baby's like, or the guy is like, oh my god, you are wonderful, oh my god, blah blah blah. And then next time you are with that same person, or someone else might meet, be with that person, the person is like, that guy is, I don't know what you're talking about. So it's it's crazy to me when you just keep on putting out something that, not saying that you should admit to yourself that, oh, okay, I'm bad. No, don't necessarily say you're bad, but like,
there's no need to say it.
There's no need to even, just wait, be patient now. People will still see. But I think people try to do it just to kind of like, I mean, I guess a little bit of, you know, expectation. It's just a little bit of, thirst, in a sense, if I put it like that.
So, Dolly, I want to ask you, have you actually experienced that? Like, someone just gave you the whole lot of expectations and then you got dashed, your hopes got dashed.
Already, I try not to have expectations about that in particular. But, like, I mean, I was talking with someone one time who was, like, really bigging up himself. And again, it didn't raise my expectations because I already know not to really have much expectations of anybody. But the guy was really bigging up himself. He was really, really bigging up himself. He was, like, you know, telling me, and up till now, sometimes, if he will message me, he will just, you know, say something like, you know, let me finish. I'm like,
and you're like, what you did already?
But the thing about it is that I normally like go with energy. So I'm not like necessarily like just going around, just, you know, messing around with anybody, but I like to go with energy. So like if there's, I meet someone and then we have a good vibe, you understand, we're good. We have started like a relation, not necessarily boyfriend, girlfriend, but maybe we're on solid ground and we vibe, we connect, then, you know, from then it can now happen. Now with this person, he kept on telling me all these things that he wanted to do, blah blah blah. I was like, okay, now already I wasn't really trying to be with this person sexually. Yeah. Not because I couldn't, but because I was beginning to feel like the guy liked me more than I liked him. And I won't like it if I like a guy and he knows that I like him a lot and he still, like, you know, kind of sleeps with me, knowing that like he can't necessarily give me what you want. I might want. Okay. I won't like it. So I was trying not to do it to somebody else. So he wanted to be with me and I just didn't want.
Okay.
I couldn't put my finger on it because this was someone that I used to like it some time ago. But this time around, it's just times have changed, I guess. I just couldn't really pinpoint. And on paper, it seemed right. You know, on paper, it seemed right. It's just, I just was not interested. So I used to avoid that aspect. I used to avoid it. I used to try not to, you know, get that close for us, you know, all of that. But then one day, I was in the, I guess, it just, the excitement and the ecstasy,
I wasn't even, the mood, to be honest, the vibe, it wasn't like, one?
I was just like, I mean, you know, I was hanging out with him now and then he started to make a move. So at this point, I think I was just like, oh, okay, well, might as well. That was I just thought, might as well. And it wasn't bad. It just wasn't right.
Okay.
I don't even know how to explain it. It just wasn't right. And one of the reasons why it could not have been, I don't want to say, let me not say that he was too bigging up himself. Maybe it was just that I personally feel like for some reason my subconscious or my body was rejecting him.
Okay.
In a sense. I don't know why.
Well, he already actually had already given you some sort of expectations based on what he was saying.
Yes, now. He had given me plenty expectations. The guy, he was telling me, I'll be like, okay, now, sure, why not? Now, okay, cool. So, like, I thought maybe it was just okay that one time, but then we still, like, two times after that, and each time it just kept on feeling so weird. I kept on feeling weird. I just couldn't place it. So, and the thing about it is that there was a day. The last time that it happened between us, right? Again, I almost didn't want him to touch me. It was weird. Like, I don't know why.
Why?
This is one that I used to like. It was weird to me. And the guy was now bigging up himself. Like, I see, like, oh my God, like, ah. Like, me, I've done this to you. But I was just looking at him like...
Okay, he didn't even allow you to make the... Will I call it to make the...
To make the proclamation.
Yes, yes.
That, yes, oh my God, you have... I just look, I say, okay. I was just talking like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. If that's what you, okay, sure, fine, take it and.
And then he goes to another person with that kind of image and then continues in the same manner. Like, okay, if he might even just make reference, if you doubt me, just go ask Dolly.
Guy, don't come and ask me. Don't ask me. I'll just. I don't know if you like. I won't give a bad rating. I'll just say that it was just. It just wasn't something that was just working for me in that moment. Okay. And that's why, you know, it's one of the things where I always say that, like, whether we like it or not. And some people heavily disagree with me on this, but this is what I believe. I think that, you know, sex is just more than a physical thing.
Yeah.
Right. It's more than that. So if you want to think that it's just a physical thing, I mean, think about the kind of humans we are, like how we think, how we function, how we move. You really, really think that exchanging like bodily fluids with somebody else, it's not, there's something not happening there.
Yeah, there's more to it.
Yeah, there's more to it. So that's why, like, I genuinely believe that in that moment, my spirit or my body just rejected it. And, you know, later on, I realized why, you know, it was great that that didn't work out, because it wasn't really a great person, really. Let me say, it just wasn't a great person for me, you know, just a gaslighter, just all. I mean, I don't mess with that. So I don't mess with that at all, you know. But I genuinely think that, like, it is, it's good to have, like, a good idea, I guess, of how you can be, because it, I think it's also a respectful thing sometimes to also know, okay, maybe there are things that you need to change or things that you need to do. I think it's always good to listen to somebody else's opinion of what, you know, you have, because it's good to know. It's good to know, just to know, you know, all of that. But, you know, don't. It just even spoils the cruise.
Don't overrate yourself.
Yes, because even if he's nice, right, and maybe the person was expecting mind-blowing, you understand? Even if it was nice, that's all it will still be so underwhelming to the person, because it's just like, this guy, the way this guy was
saying it.
Or the way this babe was talking, I was thinking that, you know, she was about to take me to heaven and back. And they only took
get
me,
to the power
not even get to the ceiling.
All right, Dolly, there's something I want to ask. You know, some persons, even before marriage, they have this, let's say the persons they are courting also give them this kind of expectations. So don't you think that's actually been one of the reasons some people flirt in marriage, or some marriages get broken?
I think that one thing I know about sex, and this is that sex can be learned, right? It's something that can be learned. How did Adam and Eve have sex?
They learned it.
Exactly. It's a natural thing. Like, it's like a physiological need. So, like, even if you've never had sex before in your life, once you are about to have it, you kind of, you might not be well, you might not have it well, but you kind of still know what to do. So, yes, someone can be bigging up, you know, expectations before marriage or whatever. But, you know, when you get into the relationship, number one, I think that it's something that can be worked on. Okay. As long as, and that's why you need to understand the kind of partner that you have, just on a general level.
Yeah.
Because once you are with someone who is a listener and listens and, you know, communicates, if both of you are able to communicate with each other, and a lot of people don't like talking about sex, you know, or really discussing it afterwards, but it's important you do that so that, like, your partner is satisfied.
Yeah.
So both of them have to, like, you know, after, like, when they get into the marriage and stuff, like, it's something that they can both work on. So even if it ends up that it's not so great at the beginning, maybe the expectations have been dashed. If both people are able to, like, you know, sit down and are able to, like, you know, really discuss their likes, their dislikes, whether they liked what was done there, whether they didn't like, you know, all of that, then it's something that can keep on getting better,
getting better,
and then you have a wonderful situation. But I don't think it's any excuse to, you know, flirt in your marriage, because once you've chosen someone, whether you've already whether you've already said that, oh, okay, you can't now say that you only chose the person because you thought the person was going to give you mind-blowing sex. That's not a good reason to get married.
But you know, some persons are changing marital vows now. They're like, it's all for the good. It's all for the rich. I'm serious. They've just changed the whole thing practically, because
then they feel it's
unnecessary.
Then that's not marriage, because if you think that, like, marriage is always going to be happy times all the time, then you're deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. That is just
That's true anyway.
You are deceiving yourself. Go and ask any successful marriage till today. They will tell you that they had rough times. There were times when they argued. There were times when they fought. There were times when... There's a woman I watch on YouTube, and she's been married for, like, over 20 years. Someone, you know, I respect her opinion, all of that. And she says stuff like, you know, there's sometimes when she wakes up and she doesn't like the person. She loves him, but she doesn't like him in that moment.
At that moment. Wow.
She doesn't like him. And she said that there are times when it seems that their marriage, you know, is ending, you know, is they're really it's going through it. But then they come out of it. A friend's mom that I spoke to recently said the same thing. She said that sometimes, you know, you go through some really, really hard times in your marriage, and that those times you even think that, like, you're not even going to come out of it. And she said now sometimes when she even thinks about it, she's even like, how did we even sort it out then? How did we even... She can't remember. But it will happen. So if you're only looking for good, first of all, like, you're not really rating the person you're marrying. That's not fair. That's unfair for expecting perfection from
people.
From somebody. That's unfair. You can't be perfect yourself. So that's unfair. So that's what I'll say on that chat. But sex should not be like the reason why you get married. It shouldn't be. Now, someone overestimating themselves, that's not great. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not the worst thing. As long as both of you are able to communicate, because it's very, very important. If you don't know how to communicate about like your sexual situation, eventually it will lead to problems.
All right. There's something I also wanted to figure out. You know, talking about people being great on phone, and then, you know, some persons are pressured to say these things.
How do you mean pressured?
Okay. A friend of mine was relating her experience with me. She said she came up on a seminar and then they were talking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually married.
Mm-hmm.
Then she said they were now asking her, how did she meet the husband? And what were they really discussing in their courting time? So she gave them the example that the husband came up and was like saying, I might not have been so experienced in sexual affairs, but I know that the ones I've had in the past, they've been so great. So I'm very much expecting, but I don't know about you, because you seem to be a novice in that area. So that led her to, like, she felt, oh.
someone said that to her.
I'm telling you.
Was that her husband?
Yeah, that's actually the husband.
And you said that they were, like, in their talking stage, right?
Yes, they were.
They were in their talking stage. I mean, I guess it's not necessarily a reason to, like, break up with somebody or whatever, but it's a weird kind of, all those expectations thing,
the reasons why people do this is because they've got this orientation that you need to talk about everything, you understand?
Talk about everything. I understand that. What kind of seminar was this that they went for?
They actually went for a marriage seminar, I'm serious.
Okay. I guess in that context, I mean, I can understand where he's coming from, I guess. I can understand that he was just using the opportunity to just, you know, express his, you know, if they are they married?
Yeah, married now. Uh-huh. But then they were not.
And they are trying to establish, you know, get to know each other. And even though I think that him just saying, oh, you're a novice, just acting like as if he knows. I mean, even though that's funny, but still, like, I guess I can understand what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand.
But is that
like,
cool? Because I feel it gives the lady an expectation. What if it didn't meet up with, like, what he was saying?
I mean, the truth of the matter is that just don't take it too seriously. Take it with a pinch of salt. Yeah. Take it with a pinch of salt. Again, different experiences with different people.
Mm.
Someone can have sex with someone today and love it. Next day with someone else and the person will not like it at all. So it doesn't mean that you're bad at it. It just means that you and that person just
didn't have that connection.
Yeah. So, you know, other than that, like,
that's it, right?
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling about it.
Okay, so it's actually established that the talks we do over the phone when it comes to sex is generally cheap talk.
Yeah, I agree.
It is.
I agree. It's cheap until you're able to back it up.
Yes, it's cheap up to you. The person whom you're actually going to have the sex with is just affirms it, like, okay, that's good.
So once you're able to back it up, it's all cheap. Cheap talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's all cheap talk.
And it's not necessary.
Dolly,
you say it's not necessary?
I just don't see the point. But like, I mean, people will still do what they have to do.
Since it doesn't have a point, it's not necessary.
That's just my own opinion.
Yeah, I understand.
Someone else might not think of it like that. They might think that it's good to...
Yeah, it's good to say it.
Big up things.
It's good to pitch your business.
Yeah, it's good to pitch your
strength.
Your strengths and your weaknesses. Some people will see it that way. So, but me personally, I don't see the need and the point. Maybe, I don't know, maybe if I become celibate or whatever and, you know, I'm trying to get married to somebody and stuff. And, you know, I can understand maybe having that kind of conversation, but...
Apart from that,
it's like,
all cheap talk.
There's no, it's all cheap
talk.
It's all cheap talk.
All right. That's actually a very nice one. Thank you so much, Dolly, for being around today.
Thank you for having me on.
Hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
You did.
I did.
You sure you did?
I did.
And you're promising us no cheap talk?
No cheap talk. Me, I try not to talk cheap for
you. Talks. Okay, so it's actually expected that while we deal with people in our relationship with people, in our communication with people, even though they have a lot of expectations or we think there are a lot of things they want to hear from us, you should try as much as possible to say what's necessary. Don't be pressurized to say what's not necessary. Because for me, I feel a lot of talks over sex on phone is unnecessary. It's a practical thing. So if you're so eager to know, then let's go to the lab and do the practical, isn't it? All right, that's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jamit FM. And you can follow me at Marachi Princess on Instagram, then on Facebook, Princess Amarachi. What have you, Dolly?
I'm dolly.wright on Instagram. That's W-R-I-T-E-S. And Dolly Akitoye, that's A-K-I-T-O-Y-E, on Twitter.
All right.
So yeah, you can follow me and check out what I'm doing.
Okay, that's all for now. But I'll see you in the next episode of Chip Talk, hosted by Princess Amarachi from Jamit.fm. Mm. Thank you so much for being around. And don't forget, no Chip Talk today. Bye.
Bye.
Is hosted by Princess Amarachi, produced, edited, and mixed by Aiko Rizu in the Jamit Studio. Chip Talk is an original production from Jamit Media.